All right, who's the biggest sinner of all?
Paul wrote letter after letter after letter after letter. And all along the way, he helped convert thousands of people. So Paul was a great sinner. But did he atone for his sins? Well, none of us are given a gift. None of us are given a free ride. We're all given a gift. And that gift is from God, God's grace. Paul was given God's grace. He was a sinner before he realized he was a sinner. He said, so appointed to me to ministry, even though I used to speak against him, attack his people, and I was proud. But I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and without faith. That's what Paul said. Well, Timothy is working alongside of Paul. And Timothy is learning his ministry. And he's learning his calling. And Paul is in prison. And along the way, Paul comes across this other person called Onesimus. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Onesimus. Now, Onesimus is a slave runaway. Now, when we say slave, we're not talking about color specific here. We're talking about anyone that was indebted to another person. And the only way you could pay that debt off was to work for that person. You were slave to that person. And if you ran away from that responsibility, there was severe consequences. Many times those consequences was execution. So Onesimus was a slave runaway from the owner of Philemon. Now guess what? Paul along the way had converted Philemon. The slave owner, successful business person, Paul had converted him into Christianity. He was a brother in Christ with Paul. But so also was Onesimus. And he had to make a decision. Do I continue to run all the days of my life, or do I turn and face the consequences? And so Paul had converted him, and he changed his heart and his life. And Paul wrote a letter, an epistle, wrote a letter to Philemon asking for compassion for another brother in Christ. So Paul did a lot of things along his journey in life. And I thought that was a very interesting letter. It's very small, very short. You can read that in about 30 minutes, or less than that. Whole book. But it tells a lot about the passion that Paul had for his ministry. God decided to use Paul in a mighty way. He was a great sinner, yes. And he used him to just keep our old eyes and ears open like Paul did. When he saw someone that had a change of heart, that grace of God was working on that person, and he was able to change that heart, he was the instrument to do that. He can treat each and every one of us as instruments to do that. So who is Philemon? He was a business person that had slaves. But he was also a brother in Christ. Who is Onesimus? He was a slave of Philemon that was also a brother in Christ. We have a story as well. Each and every one of us, of our ministry. Please tell your story by your actions. Let us pray.